Chapter 1. Beginner's Luck. I was 10 when I picked up my aunt's copy of Name Your Baby and discovered my name means the unlucky one. It explains so much about my life to date. The lost cat, the bad grades, the car accident. Later, I found out my family name, Pech, is the actual word for bad luck in German, and I desperately wanted to ask my parents why they'd named me Mallory. Unfortunately, they died years before. When I met my best friend, Benji Chance, I joked that I should marry him for no other reason than to upgrade my last name. He scoffed at my superstitions. "You make your own fortune, Mallory. Luck is nothing more than ignorance of all the factors." But for me, misfortune always had a way of getting the last laugh. All the factors be damned. Open-minded to the possibility I could control my own destiny, I decided one mid-May morning to put Benji's philosophy to the test, hoping to catch the eye of one unsuspecting suitor. I called this experiment Operation Eye Catch. In retrospect, that might have been my first mistake. On the morning in question, the debonair Jean-Luc Chevalier, son of the CEO, was coming to NYC. Setting aside the slight obstacle that he lived in France, I focused on the bigger problem that he'd visited our office 12 times without noticing me. I manhandled my clown curls with a flat iron, popped in new filtered contacts, and confidently strode into work. Maybe 13 was my lucky number. No sooner had I powered up my laptop than I heard the familiar eek, eek of Benji rowing his chair through the cubicle maze for the morning update. He sailed into the open sea of administrivia, and I savored the surprise registering across his features. "There it is," I said, half dreading, half longing to watch his reaction. His eyebrows shot up.
"What the hell, Mallory? Is that a wig?"
I touched my straightened hair, self-conscious now. He leaned forward and squinted.
"And are you wearing contacts? Blue contacts?"
I defended my new look with a cleverly nuanced retort. "Shut up, Benji." My look wasn't created for his approval. Benji only smirked and then spun his chair around to start the long, heel-over-heel journey back the way he'd come. He stopped short and spun back toward me.
"Oh, it's because he's coming, isn't it?"
"I have no idea what you're talking about." He was talking about the man of my dreams, visiting today, all the way from Paris. I looked down at the small Eiffel Tower knick-knack Jean-Luc had sent me last year. Well, it was sent on behalf of him, anyway. And yeah, everyone in the office got one. But it was the thought.
"You know he's never even spoken to you."
Benji pushed the Eiffel Tower, and it thunked as it toppled over. Right then, Grace shouted, "They're in the lobby!" She brushed her skirt and ran her hands over her hair. I ducked into the bathroom for one last check of my experimental look. Straightened red-brown hair imitated Parisian chic. First love lip gloss promised sweet seduction. Long eyelashes bade, "Come hither." And, oh God, smudged eyeliner screamed walk of shame. I quickly grabbed a tissue to blot at the defect, eye open wide. One brown eye. Where had my blue contact gone? I blinked rapidly in case it had rolled behind my eyelid, checked the sink, and finally took a step back to examine the floor. One more step and there it was, where my shoe had been. Just my normal rotten luck. I could live with mismatched irises, but sadly, the lens wasn't just cosmetic. I bent down and picked up the misshapen plastic sphere, considering whether I could rinse it off and reuse it, but I dismissed that idea with reluctance. I squinted and walked back out to the office as the elevator bell chimed. Grace looked my way. Both of her. I closed my right eye to correct the distortion. She grinned like the next contestant on The Price is Right. Clearly, she was as excited about seeing the handsome Jean-Luc as I was.